The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We have a tendency to hope that this diet is going to take us to freedom.
Next, personal trainer and nutrition expert, Marty Copeland.
And the Lord showed me, you are fighting this thing in your own ability, through diets, through exercise. You have not fought this spiritually. If we're operating in self-control and we're taking good care of our bodies, there's no reason for a diet.
Freedom from dieting, next.
Thank all of you. Thank you here in our studio audience, and thank all of you at home. I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, and I welcome you to Life Today. We are sharing a series on DVD that was presented right here in the most direct way, communicating with you and people you love. Your body, His temple. The temple of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place of God. That's our body. We don't take very good care of it oftentimes. And the truth is, Betty, a lot of people don't know how.
That's funny.
And that's the reason we invited people that we believe have an insight, who are able to communicate in an inspirational way. And really, interestingly, they've been through some challenges and battles that our viewers identify with, but they have found some answers they want to share. It's not like they say, okay, we're the experts. It just means they're on a journey in pursuit of truth, but they found some things worth sharing that are life-changing, transforming. Your body, His temple. One of our guests who joined Dr. Caroline Leaf, who came all the way from South Africa, so full of truth, coming over here to help all of us get healthy. Not like they don't have some health issues over in Africa. They got plenty of them, but she's helping them. And I mean, the response has been just staggering. And then Dr. Janet McCara's help, and then Marty Copeland came, and she's got a book, Marty's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies, and she teaches on really free to be fit, where she's talking about getting past all the diet fads and all that and really plugging in not only to insight and some proper, let's say, steps in the right direction, but how about the strength to not just to endure, but to do it right. I want you to welcome Marty Copeland to Life Today. Would you welcome Marty?
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful. You look healthy. But, you know, I have visited with you enough, and you have actually been with us before as a guest and told us that you had challenges. I mean, you talk about fitness, you talk about diet and eating right, but it wasn't something that just came, let's say, naturally to you to where it was an easy thing. You actually faced, let's say, some mountains to climb or challenges in that area, right?
Right. I mean, and actually that would be an understatement. I mean, I really didn't get involved in becoming a personal trainer and nutritional counselor until after God delivered me from overeating, and it was just a desire that He put in my heart to help people. And I knew that if I got some education and learned some, you know, facts and strategies and different ways that I could help people with the how-tos, that would enable me to help them with the spiritual part of it. But the spiritual part of it, I mean, we are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body, but we are a spirit. And we were created to live in this earth in fellowship with God. And I'm telling you, it is about relationship with God. Mm-hmm. We look at, you know, the last time I was on here, it's been quite some time, but James, you mentioned that we were facing a crisis in this mm-hmm. country. You said that. And I've been thinking about how we live in this world of, you know, instant messaging. I can be in the car with my daughter and she can carry on a conversation with me and instant message her friends, text message her friends without ever looking at her phone. And it's the most amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
This high-tech world that we live in, and yet we're spending over $40 billion a year, $40 billion a year on weight loss products. Mm-hmm. And we're getting fatter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, you think about that. Oh, it's like we can do all these things with technology, and we have all this information and all these weight loss products, but we're getting fatter. And when you think about it, it's really it really is a crisis. I mean, why are we getting fatter? Well, obviously, we're, you know, bombarded with temptation. I mean, everywhere you look,
you know, anytime
food.
You try to cut back on eating, let's just say, okay, I'm going to control, you will notice ads on television
yes.
you never even knew were there before.
Yes.
And they make everything look good, and something you hadn't even thought about in years, they make you start thinking about it.
You know what's interesting about that particular point is I was studying in the Word one day. I was studying, and I was looking about the law and the old covenant. And of course, everything I read in the Word, I look at through diet and exercise and weight loss. It's just the way it is, because that's what I'm called to teach on. But the Lord showed me that in the old covenant, when the law came because of a lack of restraint. Mm-hmm. And He showed me that, you know, a diet comes because of a lack of restraint. If we're operating in self-control and we're taking good care of our bodies, there's no reason for a diet, right?
That's right.
It's when we start, you know, giving into the desire of the flesh that the law, the diet comes. Mm-hmm. And if I said to you, Betty and James, I've got this great new diet, I want you to try it out. We're going to start tomorrow morning. Meet me up here, but y'all go out to dinner tonight. You know, we'll start tomorrow morning. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go eat the biggest Mexican food dinner. Is that not true?
You are a prophet.
Is it not true? I mean, that is the nature of the flesh.
Yeah.
And then we have a new covenant. We have
And you're
a better...
planning to do that as soon as you get off the diet, too.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
right.
Sad, but
that's
true.
Exactly right. So what was God showing me in this? It's just like having a new and better covenant. In the new covenant is that when the Holy Spirit came, when Jesus came to destroy the work of the flesh, it says that the new covenant, it didn't make the law of no effect. It's in agreement with the law. The command that says to love God with all of your heart, soul, your mind, to love Him with everything and to love your neighbor, well, that's in agreement with the law that says thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet. If you love, if you're operating in the love of God, then you won't kill and you won't covet
that's
and you
right.
won't lie, right?
That's right.
So a diet can be a good thing. It can be a tool to get you to, you know, the place that you want to be, but it is not self-control. And there is no supernatural power available in it. It is great for boundaries. People that are out of control in their eating, they have a sense of peace when they start a diet because all their boundaries are drawn for them. It takes out all the guesswork. But that is not the same as the fruit of the Spirit of self-control operating in our lives.
Well, I'm sorry. Don't you think, too, a lot of times we go into dieting, we try this diet, we try that diet, without understanding our bodies
yes.
and how, what our body's needs
yes.
are and what our body should or shouldn't have and how we should take care of our bodies. So we're looking for a quick fix.
Yes.
That's what we're
yes.
doing without the understanding. And like you said, I believe, too, that relationship with
you know,
God that helps us to have that commitment.
We're focused on the problem, fat, rather than the answer.
Yeah.
And that's a lifestyle change. And what Marty's saying is that lifestyle change requires some kind of supernatural
yes.
intervention.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me what happened with you, because you're seeing things weren't exactly the way they ought to be. Even though you had some interest, you also had some problems. All right, what happened mm-hmm. supernaturally
well,
to, so let's say, get things in order to where you weren't just living in a cage or putting mm-hmm. yourself from one cage to the other to try to have control? Something happened that began to, let's say, put God in control rather than you being mm-hmm. out of control, or all of us, say, living out of control. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, it's a story probably like your story or your... I mean, it's the same story of the moment, I think, that we hit rock bottom and we just feel like I have come to the end of myself. And I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday as I was heading toward the kitchen. Shared this with you last time, I think, I was on here. I was heading toward the kitchen and I was overeating for the third or fourth time. I mean, I wasn't hungry. But I was just compelled to return and eat. And I had developed a stronghold in my eating from the age of about 8. I had some situations in my childhood that I won't go into, but it wasn't even necessarily what happened to me. It was that I wasn't equipped to handle it. And I began turning to food for comfort. And I didn't realize this until years later. Of course, the Lord showed me. But what happened is I would begin to turn to food. And when I was stressed, when I was lonely, that's really all I knew. And, you know, God equips us with this great survival mechanism, except we're mm-hmm. supposed to get comforted from the Holy Spirit, not from a Big Mac, right? So anyway, I began developing this stronghold in my life. And the Word says when we sow to the flesh, we reap corruption. We reap a worsened state. So unbeknownst to me, for year after year after year, I'm sowing to the flesh. And then when I quit growing, I began to have a real struggle with my weight. And that's when I began every diet that I heard mm-hmm. of. I would try every single diet. And the thing that the Lord showed me was, is I would put my hope in this diet. And that's why we titled in this product, Higher Hope for Better Health, is you know, we have a tendency to hope that this diet is going to take us to freedom. This is different than every other diet. This new diet is the real final answer. This is the new thing, you know, and you can eat chocolate. And, you know, and it's going to take us to freedom. But what happens is because we're not making the inward change in our heart and the change in our thinking, we're just fighting this warfare with carnal weapons. Mm. And when you put your hope in a diet and you fail to reach your goals, you do that enough. You fail enough, and you'll begin to lose hope, and you'll begin to become discouraged. And it's the same old that Satan did since the Garden of Eden. But what he does is if he can deceive us into putting our hope and faith in the wrong thing, he begins to lie to us about the goodness of God. Because after all, if God loved me, he would help me out of the situation. And that day that I was returning to the kitchen, it was the only day since then, before then or ever, that I was mad at God. And I yelled at God with tears coming down my eyes. And I said, I am resisting the devil and he's not fleeing. And I'm bawling. And you know, I would have been suicidal, but I was a Christian and I knew that was wrong. So that wasn't an option for me. And you keep laughing, and I'm talking about
it. I'm saying so many people get there.
I mean, I'm not killing them.
You know, you're saying I'm suicidal, but I'm a Christian. That's another one of those little fences I put up. I know what I want to do, you know, but I can't. But you want, the thing we need to understand is God, he wants us out of the cage.
Yes.
He came and set captives free.
Yes, the anointing.
And you were really shouting, I don't want to live in this cage. I don't even want to live in the midst of a bunch of rules. I want to be free to grow the right fruit. I don't want to be trying to be force-fed to do something right.
What's so interesting is that I said, I'm resisting the devil. And I went and I threw myself on the bed and I bawled my eyes out. And I just, in my heart, I didn't even want to say it out loud because I was so beaten up, I was so low, I didn't want to antagonize the devil. But in my heart, I said, God, I know you're good. I know that you love me, and I know there's got to be a way out of this, and I'm going to look for it. And that's when it turned around for me, because what happened, you know, the scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Mm-hmm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And the weapons of my weight loss were not diets and exercise, though they are excellent tools to be healthy. They were not what I needed to get set free spiritually. And we saw Paul in Romans 7 when he said, that thing I want to do, but I don't. Or that thing I don't want to do, but I do. And that is the struggle of Christianity, that when we find ourselves in bondage, when we find ourselves consistently not being able to do what we want or consistently doing what we don't want to do, then there's spiritual bondage. And that's the reason we're spending $40 billion a year on weight loss products and not able to get free. And what God showed me was he took me to the rest of James 4 where it says, resist the devil. He said, what does it say before that? And lo and behold, I had left out half the scripture because I was such a mature Christian, you know, didn't really know the word that well. And the beginning of that scripture says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And the Lord showed me, you are fighting this thing in your own ability, through diets, through exercise. You have not fought this spiritually. And if you'll submit to me, and put me first in this, I'll show you how to be free. Hmm. And I said, if you'll show me how to be free, I'll tell anybody that'll listen. Mm-hmm. And that was a turnaround point for me. And I began seeking the Word. And God just led me through a few scriptures. There's about four scriptures that have absolutely revolutionized my life. I thought, you know, if I'm a Christian, if I'm a body of the anointing, of the anointed one, and I have supernatural power available to me, and God's predestined me to be conformed to the image of His Son, which is gentleness, kindness, meekness, love, joy, peace, self-control, faithfulness, and endurance. If there's self-control in me, there's faithfulness in me, if there's endurance in me, and I can learn how to develop that in my life, then I don't need the latest fad diet, and I don't need the latest exercise equipment. I can just take the wisdom of God and knowledge about good health, but I can take His power and develop self-control. And I began just like I sowed to the flesh for all those years and reaped a worsened state. I began sowing to the Spirit. And I would, you know, I would put food on my plate and I would leave a little on my plate. And I would say, God, I sow this to you as self-control, faithfulness, and endurance.
You've been given a divine enabling. Well, how do you define the anointing? Because it isn't just falling down in somebody's meeting, is it?
No. And I feel so impressed to just share this. I wanted to share this one thing before we finish today. Is Betty said something the last time we were together, we were talking about this, and it so impacted me. And as I began to pray over what God wanted me to teach on this series, He brought to my remembrance what you said. And you said this, you said it, we're talking about being fit and being healthy, and you said, you know, I've seen you work at this, because looking at you, you would think that maybe it just came naturally. And you said, you know, it doesn't come naturally for me. I have to make a decision to say that my body belongs to God, and that I know that what God has called us to do, I have to take care of my body and be fit in order to be better at it. And the Lord, as I began to pray over that, the Lord showed me that, you know, when Paul said, my determined purpose is that I may know Him, and the Amplified said, and in that same way come to know the power outflowing from His resurrection. Well, we're talking about the anointing and we're talking about supernatural power. Yes. And it comes through knowing God. That's the difference between a less mature person saying, yes, my body's the temple of the Holy Spirit, and acknowledging that God lives in there, and what you said, which is your intimate relationship with God, had you say, you know, I have a responsibility as a Christian. It's like you're putting others first. You're acknowledging that God has blessed you with this body, and you're to take care of it because He's blessed you with it, and you're to take care of it because you have a job to do for God. And that's like Paul saying, my determined purpose is to know Him, and in that way come to know the power. And that day that it turned around for me was the day that I said, God, you show me. I want to know you in this. And you know, in 2 Peter 1:3, it says, God has given us all things pertaining to life, food, exercise, good nutrition, health habits, whatever that pertain to life, all things that pertain to godliness. And how did He say? Through the knowledge of Him. Through the knowledge of Him. So when we determine to go through Him to gain knowledge about our eating habits, and through Him to gain knowledge about exercise, we tap into that power. Like Paul said, we determine to know Him, and then we come to know that power outflowing from the resurrection. So if we want to resurrect our eating habits, if we want to resurrect our exercise habits, if we want to resurrect the life of God to help us lose weight and to develop self-control, then our determined purpose is that we know Him.
You know, I really could feel so appropriately inclined just to say to our audience and everybody that's listening, we all just want to applaud and say yay. But I feel like, but for the truth we're hearing and the way it's been presented, it's just absolutely incredible. But here's the thing I really do need to say. What we've shared is not some little product packet. All three of the women, well, actually four, because Beth Moore is a part of helping you get out of the spiritual paralysis and paralysis in life people live in because they're spiritually jammed. And Janet McCarroll and Dr. Caroline Leaf and Marty, all of them together, there's an anointing. Here's what you need to hear. Please hear this. You allow the Spirit of the living God to fill you and enable you. And what these ladies have done is they've given you some insights and instructions in righteousness, not self-righteousness, not where you're going to get something and show everybody else with sort of a puffed up spirit. No, it's where we all come in brokenness. And like Marty said, you know, I really needed help. I couldn't do this on my own. We all need help. Every single one of us need help. And God offers that help. I want to pray for you right where you are, to just admit, and I'm telling you, a step toward coming home is admit I'm away from home, I need to come back. Part of getting right is admit I can tell things are not right. God's not trying to put you down, He wants to pick you up. He wants to establish your life. Would you just say, I need it in all areas, I need it. And say, God, I receive it, I need your help, I receive your help. I believe you've offered me the fullness and the Holy Spirit, your power, forgiveness, and fullness. I want it. And I want my life turned around to where I'm under control, not in control, but under control. So the self-control is actually a God-given ability to live under your control and to do those things which are best. The telephone number that's always a prayer line for you. You could call today and say, I would like to have the teaching. I'm going to receive the ability from God to do what I've learned. That's what all of these women emphasize emphatically. But they give us some insights. Betty, you've been instructed in some things, and you've been helped, and you've watched me receive help.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm supposed to be somebody's sharing and helping others. But I hope you can say, I'm a pupil, a student, anxious to learn. Would that be true?
Yes. Yes.
And willing to learn from anyone who will teach and keep my eyes open. And I have much to learn. But if you're willing to admit it, I want it. And God says, here, I've got something to offer you. And that is precisely what we're offering. I want you to get the material if you'd like to have it. And you can get it on DVD or CD. Just know this, we don't sell product. Not a thing wrong with that. What we ask you to do is make a gift, and we will suggest an amount based upon what we think is the right, wholesome and meaningful and intelligent suggestion. But we're going to be investing in others. As a matter of fact, right now, we're trying to take care of 15,000 children in Nicaragua. You miss, I want to help you with that. Thank you for that. We thank you for that. It's something we can do at this time of the year, to end the year, begin the year. We're asking you to help do that. We're trying to help you with your life and your health. And we know the strength to do all things right comes from God. Give us an opportunity to be a help to you, would you? You can go online, lifetoday.org. But we really do want to put something in your hand and in your heart that can change your life and impact others. Thanks for making the call.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books. Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarroll's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books, or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final View New Creation bronze sculptures. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Can you believe this family, all they're eating is tortillas. They can't even afford rice and beans. It's amazing.
There's nothing else in here. There's no more food in this area. Nothing.
Well, she was telling us just now that he was asking this morning if he was able to tell us to give them something so that he can go buy a pound of rice.
Oh. And here, out of the mouths of this babe, he's just saying, hey, can you give me something so that I could go buy rice for my family? They're in survival mode. It's desperate. And all of you that are watching, will you be the hands that give to a family like this? We're counting on you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
With all my heart, I pray that you get the inspirational insights and instruction that we're offering. And as Marty said, and I'm telling you, what she shares and she's talking about, really, you know, real free to be fit. And this is a God-enabling freedom. And even to do anything right, I'm going to tell you something. I've got so many caution lights that go on in me, and you evidently had them too when you kept trucking back to the kitchen. See, this was you couldn't argue. I've obviously got a weakness here. Mm-hmm. This thing was as obvious to you and others who might love you who just observe. Something's got you. Mm-hmm. And these weaknesses on our part, in my opinion, Marty, are an opportunity. And if you got them, I'm admitted. Marty admitted it. Betty's admitted it. You know, we're not just all, you know, Mr. and Ms. Proper. But those weaknesses reveal your desperate need for God. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, more desperate than you need him, he's anxious to give it to you. And boy, it is amazing what happened. Marty, and this is what I want you to know, she is available to come and to share as God directs. And you can go to lifetoday.org and we'll tell you how you could communicate with her, because she's not just going to run around chasing after some kind of opportunity. But where she sees a heart hunger, and people say, let me tell you something, it's more than a diet. We understand that. You want to come help us? She's going to pray about it, and there'll be some places that God may instruct her to go and inspire her to go. Would you like to say thanks to Marty Copeland? Marty, thank you so much. A wonderful testimony. Thanks for helping with the teaching, too. Thank you for watching Life Today. How about encouraging your friends to watch Life Today? Tell them where they can find us, would you? Thanks for this time.
We just have to come to a place where we would adopt a new philosophy called cut the bull.
Beth Moore, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.